Well, I guess, well, last time it was just me and Austin. We did a nice little ode to John Meadows. Actually got a really good response for it. A lot of people respected that we did it. We've all had a rough week, but, you know.
Yeah, and we went back and forth, so that was a really good episode. But, like, honestly, I had a really tough time with it, and I had to, I mean, everyone did, right? But I couldn't, I was so over, I felt like I was drowning and so overwhelmed from all the posts Sunday and Monday. I couldn't even get on social media. So, like, anything anyone said regarding to John and his death and what they meant to his life, I just found it so overwhelming for me.
And I was like multiple times throughout the day.
I was just in the gutters until I finally came back around Wednesday. Like,
yeah.
It was a weird feeling too. I don't know why. Usually I'm not weird about that with deaths, but
I think everybody goes through a different mourning and grieving process. Like, it's kind of weird though, because John had a big impact on us, like we talked about, but like he didn't know us. So it's like, no. Like people ask,
so weird.
Like, people ask, like, why do we grieve? Like, when you didn't even know the person.
It's
like,
I know.
Because when someone truly has an impact on you, no matter if you know them or not, it's gonna affect you.
That I didn't even want to tell like people I worked with or like my family. I didn't say anything to them because I kind of did want to tell like my close family, like my mother, my father, maybe, but I didn't even do that yet. Or have I, just unless they listen to this, my mom might listen to it, but just because like the general population doesn't understand, it's such a small community too. And he was just like, don't get wrong, my father is my father figure, but like John is like the bodybuilding dad.
He's the godfather of the bodybuilding industry.
Right. And like, I and you guys know I have every single minus a few one of John's training programs.
Do you really?
Yes. I have a huge library. Hit me up after this, but
I just
how he's nutty and just how he, some of the stuff in his programs are awesome. That's why I posted that on my story on that Sunday night. And just because reflecting just on John and just going through old stuff and thinking about old stuff. And I saw every single one of his programs. It's like, it's formatted differently, whatever format the PDF is in his programs. But every Sunday, as you go through the weeks of the training program, it says Sunday, off day, family day, go to church, have donuts. And it was so cool. So I posted a screenshot of that on my story. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it meant a lot, you know, because family's going through a lot. He was a very good Christian man and had a really loving family and everything like that. So that just that page in those documents.
Yeah. And then to get past that, the weekend's been pretty exciting in bodybuilding.
Sure.
I mean, Ian just absolutely,
that was cool.
Smoked Texas.
Guy? I didn't think about that, but that's cool for Guy too.
Like you said, did you listen to his speech?
Who?
Guys.
No.
It was posted. I got to find it. I'll find it and share it with you. But he said he wasn't going to do the show. And then after John passed, he decided to.
Really?
Texas. He decided to do one last one.
Right on.
So.
That's cool.
Guys.
Yeah, good for Ian. I didn't watch. I haven't really looked at pictures besides, you know, Ian winning by himself or whatever. But like, Steve's been in the game for such a long time, so I hope there's a way to like give him an invite or something like that, so they work around. Because what he placed last year,
like top 6, right? 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I think he placed 6th.
Yeah, I think I heard that on a podcast too. Like, yeah, I think Dave Palumbo was breaking down. I think he was like 6th, and it's like you're from 6th to potentially not even making it to the Olympia and trying. Like,
hey, that's what happened. But that's the name of the game.
Yeah,
I think
I know.
A lot of people bagged on Ian for not for doing the show.
Right. But then it turned around the last couple of days and they're just like, no, fuck off everybody. This is my job. Like, and everyone's like, you know what? You're right.
You know what? He's been out on a hunt to prove himself to people like recently, like in the last like year and a half, after he won New York, when people said he shouldn't have won New York.
Right.
And he's been out on like a witch hunt ever since. Right. And he just been, and not to say we've all three have said it, me, you, and Austin, like we said that John, we said that Ian wasn't at his best in Tampa this year. Yeah. I don't know if he deserved to win, but he outmuscled everybody in that show. And
right.
They reward improvements based upon your last showing too.
Right.
And the potential that you have. And clearly he got way better in a week.
Him and Patrick nailed it, man.
They got way better. And I was talking with someone yesterday, and I was talking with Austin, and I was like, no, they're gonna steamroll. They're steamrolling right into the Arnold. I was like, I know they got like a month until the Arnold, but
yeah,
if
one
they
more.
Get better, if they get better, I was like, Ian's vying for a top three now in the Arnold.
Right.
I'm like, it's going to be exciting. I don't think people understand how exciting this Arnold's going to be, because Nick Walker's going to be there as well.
Nick Walker decided to do it. Yeah.
And it's like, you're really going to see who's the best Caucasian bodybuilder there is. Kidding. Because you're going to have Steve Kuk. I think Kuklo's doing it too as well. So if you have Kuklo, you have Ian, and you have Nick Walker.
Can you get any sort of invite out of the Arnold?
Yeah, if you win.
Just if you win?
I think if you get points too.
And then it points, obviously, too.
Yeah.
Is there any way for Kuklo? I'm just thinking out loud. Is there any way for Kuklo to get enough points?
Well, the thing is, it's big points. That's a lot of points that you get for second place, I think, at the Arnold. That's like a tier one. It's a tier
but
one.
What I was saying, is there any way for Kuklo to get enough? Say he scrubs up like third or fifth, fourth.
I don't think
so. Can he scrub up enough points?
Because Hassan's going to do the show. And even though Hassan might not do well, I mean, him and Chaban have like 19 points or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They've competed a bunch.
Like, you reward the people. They said this year. They were like, there's going to be someone big that's not going to make it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the risk to reward, though, that you wait until until one of the last few shows to qualify.
Right.
For it. Like,
all his eggs in one basket, you know?
Yeah. You know, he could have been ready a week before.
Right.
He could have been ready for Tampa, and he might have beat Ian at Tampa.
Right.
And you know what? Then Ian probably comes in better at Texas, and what happens? Ian qualifies for the Olympia anyway. So it's right. Like both of them could have been in it. If Kuklo made a different, because Kuklo, if he came in like he did to Texas into Tampa, he would have won. Like, it wouldn't have been close. Like, he was huge. They said he was 291 pounds on stage yesterday. That's gigantic. That's 30 something pounds over Ian. I was like, I wonder what that looks like in person. Like, he's a big dude.
What do you think of Fitzwater?
Dude, Martin's my dude. I haven't followed Martin since he was on that podcast that they used to do.
Yep. I still listen to it. Mindful Meathead.
Yeah, I listen to it every now and then.
Yeah, so I've been following him when they first dropped that, because I followed Martin back when he was Wyoming. Back when he was first starting. There's some good old episodes. And there's another podcast called The Grind with Keith Fabry. He used to be on that as well. Pretty cool underground podcast, you'd want to call him that.
Yeah, that was a great podcast.
Yeah.
I go and re-listen to that because Martin has that. Like, when he was in Wyoming, dude, he was that running gun. Like, he still is that guy. But, man, is he on a mission.
Yeah.
Him and Brett are on a mission.
Ever since he made it his full-time job, quit construction, I mean, he's doing great.
I mean, him and Brett Wilkin both showed up pretty well. I would consider fourth in that lineup was really damn good.
Yeah.
Especially for prepping himself.
Just because we're randomly BSing. So all the Butcher t-shirts and all Brett Wilkins t-shirts are made right here in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
With a local company. So I'm trying to cop myself some before save on shipping.
You should message him.
Yeah. No, I've been in contact with the guy who owns it. It's called Method Inc. And then contact of another friend who's trying to score some. So,
Dude, he's going to do good next year.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to win a show.
Oh, dude. Yeah, just let him go back and really refine. And
I think they're both going to win a show.
Oh, yeah.
I think Martin really came in and really was good. I think Martin has – what carries Martin is his shape.
Yes. Great shape, but honestly, I think I don't agree with everything, Dave Palumbo says, but he's very knowledgeable. He's been around it for a long time. But just from being compared, he just needs more size.
He also needs more – graininess. Which will come as he ages.
Also 24.
He's also 20. He's also my age. You know how bad I feel that he's like an IFBB pro? Like,
yeah.
Like, build my hopes and dreams up. It's okay.
He's a young gun yet. So he's got.
He'll be really good in the future. Like, when he gets like 30, if he doesn't burn himself out and he gets like 30 or something, right. He's going to be really. Because Ian, he's kind of like Ian. Like, Ian came in at 23.
Right.
As an IFBB pro. So, he has definitely the potential that Ian has, even greater, because his shape and his structure is really, really good.
Definitely.
He's really thick. His back lat spread was thick.
Nuts.
No. So, that was really good. The classic guy, Robert Timms, was also.
Didn't see that. Old. Whose client was he?
AJ Sims.
Okay.
He was the traditional AJ Sims fat free, as he likes to say it. That dude next to Logan Franklin, he made Logan Franklin look soft.
Really?
Yeah. So, and then like we were talking about before the podcast started, Nathan DeAzure also just qualified too for the Olympia. Dude, this Olympia is going to be exciting.
I wish Hollingshead could make it over.
He will.
Some way. He gets really stressed about getting over here, but yeah, he will. He actually just posted something on IG too.
If he gets here, dude, this show's gonna be whack. That top four, that four through whatever is gonna be mayhem.
Yeah.
That second call out is gonna be crazy.
And now all the old guys are like, is it even worth it?
Because these guys are all coming in. Dude, you got to think. You got Nick Walker. You got Ian. You got James. You got Hunter. You got Shaban, who done pretty damn well. He was pretty consistent throughout the thing. Who else do you got? I mean, those guys can all beat William Bonack. Yikes. I'm going out on a limb saying that. But I think they can.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you also got Curry. And then you got Nathan DeAzure, too. And Nathan DeAzure's been a top six guy in the world, too.
Oh, no.
So it's like, where are the pieces going to fall? And you got Akeem.
True.
It's like,
it'll be pretty fun.
It's going to be interesting.
Right.
Definitely going to be worth every single dollar I pay for that pay-per-view. We might have to go in. We might have to chip in. We should all just chip in dollars and just order it together. Save the money because we know we're all going to watch it anyway.
There you go.
What's been going on? What's been going on in you old Cody life?
I guess like big thing, like I guess like bodybuilding related, but yet life related. I'm switching gears with work, so I'm gonna flip my schedule on. I've trained. I'm an early morning trainer, have been for 4 to 5 years. I train first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's how I like it. I'm a morning person in general. Mm-hmm. But I used to like hit a couple nights a week, like after work. But I never liked it. But with work, with life. Meetings, I'm gonna have to start going after work. So I'm trying to figure out how to flip my schedule. And it's like, I know like people listen to this are like, what's a big deal? But for Robot Cody, it's a huge deal. It's a complete 180. So I'm really fretting about how to do it and just like just doing it and making the dive just for being someone who's been so stuck in routine for so many years. As far as like setting up meals and like, I'm so used to training off one meal, like empty, ready to rock.
Just wait till you get to train off like three.
It's not going to be fun. And I don't think.
I think it's going to be good. I think you're. That's what
I'm being told too, but like the amount of food I need to eat. Oh, I just feel like I'm going to be bloated.
What are you at now?
Right now, I haven't really factored it just because it's kind of meal by meal. Well, I mean, I put it in every day. It's like 340, 350 training day macros, 340, 350, 680 to 700, which got bumped this week. We bumped this week.
You're getting all back up there.
Yeah, so we bumped this week, and then 80-ish fat training day. High day is leg days. That should be like 1,000 plus. I mean, if you factor in your free, I just have one off plan meal and other meals are higher interest.
What's your off plan meal been? Your Ann's mac and cheese?
No, I haven't had that in a long while, but honestly, just because digestion was just wank with being sick and moving. Mm-hmm. I had some homemade, I made my own sushi, kind of like Hunter Labrada and John Jewett style, how they posted videos about. Just bought my own ingredients, and I eat sushi rice for all my meals anyways.
I've never had sushi rice.
Yeah. So I buy sushi rice and that's all I eat. Or Calrose rice. Me and my roommate Mike, we eat that. But I stick to just straight sushi. It's a lot stickier and it digests amazing for me. It's a wetter, stickier rice.
Yeah, so you have to eat less for the same amount of carbs.
A volume wise, kind of. It's just like, you know, like cream of rice, you know, you can make it as voluminous, or if you make it with less water, it actually makes it more fluffier, more voluminous. But anyway, I had some sushi. Grocery store had these like box of brownies, like gluten-free brownies that are just like awesome for like being like a gluten-free baked dessert. They're actually really good. Salted caramel brownies. Had some of those.
You go that hard on a free meal?
I mean, that was it. Just some homemade sushi was just a regular meal. All I did was basically add sushi wraps, and then I just had some brownies and dessert. But
I never had dessert yet with my free meal.
Well, that's all. I see. I'm a sweet guy. It's like I said this before, but like I would take a brownie and ice cream over a burger, pizza.
Yeah.
Sub sandwich, whatever you guys want to do. Like, I don't care. I would rather have a dessert or a cookie any day. But you got to think, like, I'm not starving myself. So, like, I don't even want to have a free meal. I just, like, give me some dessert. Give me something a little off plan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at 245, 520 now. So, we finally bumped. After 5 months, we bumped.
Right on.
67 something on training day, you know, plus a free meal on leg day.
Yeah.
Which has been now is a triple patty bacon cheeseburger and a regular fry.
So does that not just sit like a fucking rock?
A little bit. I also eat mine probably at the worst time possible. I eat mine at like 9:45 at night.
It's your last meal before you go to bed.
Yeah, I go to bed at like 11 on that night, like 11:15. I gotta give it some time. I gotta give it some time to digest. Like, I can't go to bed.
Yeah. Are you having like 5 meals before that?
Having 4.
4.
But if I get to intro meal, which I actually do, because I'm at, it's like 500 calories, so. I consider it a meal.
That yeah. 5 then. Right.
Okay. So a lot of food.
Right.
I mean, I haven't been putting on weight though on that day.
Really?
Like I've been going up maybe like 0.5 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've wanted to try Chick-fil-A, but I just haven't.
Dude, you better fucking, I can't believe you never had Chick-fil-A.
Never, man.
Dude, you gotta go get it.
I know.
You gotta do it. Do it this week. Do it this week.
I should.
Do two original sandwiches.
Two originals?
Yeah. and
I was going to do, the order I had talked to my friend about. I was going to go.
Or do like a sandwich, a nugget.
Two grilled chickens, no butter.
No, don't do two grilled chickens. You're, dude, you're trying to get calories.
I don't like crispy chicken sandwiches though.
That's a shame. But you,
I would rather take grilled chicken. I feel like you got to try. Ketchup.
But I feel like
let me finish. All right, and then a fry, and then at least a cookie or two.
I feel like you got to get one of them sandwiches. Has to be the OG Chick-fil-A sandwich.
All right.
Like I feel like you can't. Like you've never had Chick-fil-A before, so I feel like you can't not do that. And get the Chick-fil-A sauce because it's banging.
That's what everyone says.
It's kind of like a sweet with heat mustard.
See, I'm not a heat guy.
But you ever had sweet with heat mustard?
Oh yeah.
It's like that. It's not like too hot. It's not hot.
Okay.
It's like sweet.
Okay.
So you gotta try it.
Right on.
100%.
I
think that
I do like waffle fries though.
What?
I do like waffle fries.
Their fries are stupid. Stupid good. I mean, everything else in my life, you know, just busy, you know, I think also my schedule's kind of changing too a little bit. Like we talked about going back to 2-day one off to kind of team up with my partner now. Normally I've been taking the weekends off, so I just coach fully. Today was the first day actually going into the gym on a weekend for like 6 weeks or something like that. 6-7 weeks. So, you know, I actually found it to be more productive because I was on the ball with my check-ins like this. I wasn't like taking my time. I was more so like getting through them and doing them right. But you know, I never say getting through them like this is good. But I was able to go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. Like normally I do like one, stop for like 20 minutes, another one, stop for like 20 minutes. I did that sometimes just depending on how long it took them to get it in. But I was on the ball today. I was money. I had to do a blood work analysis. Those are always fun. Writing up those is hard. It takes a while. I mean, nothing else is really.
You got any big podcasts coming up? Like big names or like what? Can you even talk about your schedule? Probably not.
We're not actually. I'm not actually doing guests anymore for a little bit. I'm taking a break.
Taking a break or just doing solos?
No, I'm doing those episodes with Dylan. No? FNUF?
Why am I drawing a blank?
I mean, like, we've released... Coach's Corner.
Yeah, okay.
So we're doing the Coach's Corner.
That'd be cool.
Series. We're going to have some guests come on. He has some pretty cool contacts in the industry. Some guys with training and stuff like that, so we might get some people on that show. But you know, I just wanted to take a break from actually doing guests for a little bit. You know, it's actually like it's not me not putting quality into the podcast because I'm putting it into like this episode, this series and that series. It's, you know, I mean, I've done guests for the past year and a half.
Right.
Last almost 2 years. Like,
yeah,
I've been doing it for so long that I kind of want to switch it up. Like,
yeah.
To kind of keep it kind of new, keep it fresh, keep it exciting for me to do. Because if I'm not excited to do it, no one's going to want to listen.
Yep, you just stole the words out of my mouth. Yeah, you got to be excited. You can't just be like, I mean, sometimes you just got to like, that's what they say, like when you get started, just put out the content like these. Like, all right, this is going to be an hour of us just not even talking about really anything, but just getting it out there.
Yeah, it's like, but we enjoy doing this. It's like we're having like even though what people think like we're having this conversation is pretty stupid.
Yeah.
It's like we're having a.
But even it's funny because like it goes to like, you know, like I've said before, like I don't watch TV, but like I love watching full days of eating. And everybody says, man, it's so boring filming these full days of eating, but that's all you guys want to see. So here I am making it's hilarious. And then like, my favorite podcast episodes are literally like all of Fawad's where they just bullshit, right? So Bodybuilding Bollocks, the Bro Chat, like when he has a guest on, That just means Cody has to turn his brain on. And like half the time my podcast is just like I'm cooking in the background. And so like I just like don't like to tune in. And like, you know, I'm home from work. I'm ready to turn my brain off versus like if I'm getting an educational podcast, I do those in the mornings.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting rounded up in the morning because I'm ready to learn. Because
I'm ready to get my brain. I need to get my brain going. So I do the same thing.
That's why I do my educational ones. Like big one just where I have to turn my brain on partially because he talks so damn fast is Justin Haley. His podcast, Grow or Die. I really enjoy that one. But he's kind of fell off just other business avenues. And then obviously like Mark's will drop tomorrow morning. I have to be tuned in for that one because, you know, Mark's pretty intense. He puts out some good information.
I haven't listened to Mark's in a few weeks just because I've kind of just been busy myself.
Yeah.
But I've
actually
I also was listening to episodes with John Arizona this week for some of my week for the first few episodes. So, like, I was listening to one that, the Elite FTS podcast.
Oh, yeah, those are good, too.
And that was, like, it was, like, a 2.5-hour episode.
Yeah.
Like, you know how long that takes though? You only go on a 30-minute walk every day.
So oh, like, yeah.
So like that takes a while. Like that will take like 4 or 5 days to actually get through.
I like putting the table talks on just in the background because
yeah.
If I'm doing something, like I will pause and stop and play my my podcast. I don't want to miss content. But like table talks, you just kind of have rolling in the background.
Yeah, I actually started listening to the Joe Rogan episode about the North Korean refugee. That episode's amazing.
Which one was that again? Sorry.
The North Korean refugee one.
Yeah, I started and then I dropped off, but that one's good too. I love like I don't like to listen to all his MMA, and then he always has comedy. Like if there's, I'll listen to like I'll probably average like every 1 out of 10 of Joe Rogan's. Yeah. Like find a good guest that I'm like into, or if I see someone else post on their Instagram story say watch this, then I usually go watch.
I listen to all the old ones because I find that the first like 1500 episodes, like before he went to Spotify, not gonna lie, they were so much better.
Yeah,
so
you know it's fun to do too, kind of nostalgic. I've only done it a couple times. Go back and listen to like some of the original Luke and Fuad podcast.
I play that on my TV like while I'm doing work.
They're so good. I could listen to Luke talk all day long. I don't know why,
but. I mean I've been creating my educational seminar piece that I'm being a part of on Thursday. So if you want to get in, I have the Zoom link. I will be teaching on improving internal health on Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. EST. I will be going over everything: stress, insulin resistance, sleep, digestion. I'll be really doing a whole class on it. And if people really enjoy it and if I get good feedback, I might actually make it into a class that I do for a lot of people. Something that I've just thought about.
Right on.
Yeah. But, you know, this podcast was a whole bunch of nothing.
Is Austin busy?
Austin is busy.
Oh, you're good.
What time are you free till?
Oh, here pretty soon. It's all good. What's Austin doing? Because I WhatsApp them. And you and him are just like, whenever you message, it's like, boom, right away. He's always on the ball. So are you. But he hasn't responded back all day.
He told me he's up to Aston work, so.
He's what now?
Austin, we miss you. No, he responded to me in text.
And my phone is cracked. Or my phone case.
Oh.
Go get a new one. It's a work phone.
I'm kind of excited to see where Bodybone goes, bro. I'm excited for this Arnold.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this Olympia. I'm excited for my own bodybuilding. I mean, training's just been. We took that 4-day training break, and it's just like, I got morpho. Yeah. Actually, I can't say. I got something in stock that really kind of helped bring back performance. It's a product that I've been using for a while, And yeah,
testosterone cypionate.
Yeah, testosterone cypionate. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Needle ran to my glute. That's exactly what it is.
I just do it. I do it nasally.
I am full natural over here. This is
you didn't
full,
get my joke.
This is full 100% all American USDA natural beef.
Nasal testosterone. You heard of that?
Yeah, when you're.
Hey, off the cuff, I was just wondering, as far as like switching schedule, and this is one of the questions that I asked Austin, but like, how do you set up, what's your diet throughout the day? Is it like pro fat and then like you trickle in carbs, or like being in grow mode? And so is Austin. I was wondering how you set up training day diet as you go through the day.
So my diet hasn't switched. So
right, but what's it look?
So my first meal is protein, fat, fruit.
Right on.
So I might do like, so my fat usually comes from either steak or salmon.
Yeah.
First meal, I'll do like that.
No whole eggs?
No, my whole eggs are in the last meal of the day. Okay. Just depends on my leg day. I will put my egg meal first, because I get more fat and stuff out of the eggs than I will out of the steak or salmon. Right. So, that's how I go with that. But I usually do like something like salmon, green beans, apple, and then the second.
So there's meal, a little bit of fruit. It's not like 100 grams of carbs or anything.
No. It's like 30.
Yeah.
It's like 30 to 50, something like that. Then I got high protein, a little bit of fat, a little bit of carb. So I'll do like 200 grams of strawberries, like 30 grams of almonds, or something like that, and then like 130 grams of chicken.
Okay, then, so more fruit there. So
yeah, a little bit more fruit, just a little bit more volume there, just kind of get me through. And then I'll do like 100 grams of blueberries if I don't feel like having strawberries, because that's
like 13 grams of carbs, dude.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I only get 92 grams of carbs outside of my peri-workout window.
All right, keep going.
And the apple takes up like 50.
Yeah.
Then my third meal is always my pre-workout meal. Intro, then post, and then
what's your workout look like?
What?
What's your pre-workout meal? You skipped that one.
So pre is a third cup dry of cream of rice, so about like 65-ish grams, I think. Somewhere around that, 60, 65.
Yeah.
I think that's around a third cup. I kind of just measured it for a while. I'd always put my measurement on and then just dump it in and see what the measurement would be. And then I just started measuring it with the box. So 60 to 65-ish grams of cream of rice. I've been doing actually rice now, so I've been making like 150 grams of rice or something, cooked rice. That's about the same, I think.
Right.
Think about it. 100 grams of banana, 2 Rice Krispie treats, and then 50 grams of whey. 50 grams of protein from whey.
Yep.
Intro,
that's a good meal.
Intro, 120 grams of carbs, hexagen, Gatorade. I've just been using all Gatorade lately just because I don't have any hexagen. I don't feel like buying it. So, fuck it. I'm just going to get Gatorade. It's been digesting fine anyway. It's been just digesting pretty much the same. Then post, it's been 300 grams of jasmine rice, 180 grams of blueberries, 150 grams of chicken. And then it was 52 grams of gummy bears, but we moved that up to 82 grams. So added another 25 grams of carbs. From right there. And then my last meal of the night is 200 grams of strawberries, 3 whole eggs, 90 grams of chicken. And now that I've been using the wild sockeye salmon that they have in like those packets that you can put on like sandwiches and stuff like that, just because I know it's wild caught and it's has better EPA DHEA or DHA in it. So I was using like farm raised for a while, and I decided to just, it's the same price, so I may as well just switch it.
Right.
So I just added in a little bit of olive oil to cover the fats that are missing from from the wild caught to farm raised. So so maybe like 5 grams of olive oil in that last meal. So so overall it's not too bad. I mean, my last meal just keeps getting, my last meal is pretty late just because of when I get home from the gym and stuff. So my last meal is typically at like 9:30 at night, which it's probably like a no-no for you.
Well, it's going to be now.
Yeah. Cause what time are you?
Mine's going to be flipped too. So I'm thinking like probably like 7, 8 o'clock meal, 9:30, 10 meal, probably a noon, 1 o'clock meal, and then like a 3:30 pre-workout meal. Get that at least 60-90 to digest, and then I'm gonna have intra.
Oh yeah, I also forgot I have coconut oil too in that for in that pre-workout meal.
Okay,
I have 7 grams.
Probably just do.
I have,
and then I'll do post. I'll do something easily digestible, cream of rice or rice cereal with whey, and then I'll probably bang out either rice or probably cream of rice again.
Aren't you on a meal plan with Mark?
No. We could talk about that later.
Got it.
No, but I don't know. I'm gonna flip it around. And Mark's always he's always gave me macros as we kind of worked along, you know, through the years.
You just have so much food. You just have so much food that it doesn't
And he just knows like I'm a robot anyway, so like
You're not stupid.
I'm going to give you these meals, or I'm going to give you these macros, but you eat the same thing anyways.
Do you take berberine or anything?
Oh yeah.
Like with every meal?
No. I use Matador for my main GDA. And then
that's a goat.
I use berberine at the end of the day. I use ALA in the morning. I use 500 grams of metformin to 1,000 on a high day.
I was wondering how you're controlling it, the metformin.
Oh, I mean, those are just my oral, not my other vitamin GDA, the maximum GDA that you use per training.
Yeah.
Mark had that one in for a long time too. But when you're pushing that much food, I mean, it's
you have to
kind of a necessity at that
point.
You're gonna
blow your whole pancreas out if you
right.
At that point,
it's a necessity to partition nutrients and amount of food that I have to eat.
Like you said, if you don't, you're just going to end up literally causing beta cell fatigue and it's going to shut down.
And I've never had a whack. I mean, for the last 2 to 3 years, I wake up with an 80-ish in the 80s.
I hate you.
Never been above 88 or 90.
I hate you.
Blood glucose in the morning.
I hate you. That's why you got shredded glutes.
The nutrient
partitioning.
Right. Always a good partitioner.
I love nutrient partitioning. I think it's so
fun. I mean, and it's not like we're taking a ton either, or I ever have. You don't abuse it. You know, it's not. And don't even go by like the 10 grams or 10 grams of carbs for one unit of insulin either. I'm going to get down a nutshell too, but I have to get off. But maybe we pick this up some other time. I'd love to talk about it, but like, some like even my post workout, we'd only use like 8 to 10 IU.
You don't need
like
to use
200 to 250 grams of carbohydrate. My insulin to carb ratio was 1 to 50.
People think you need it, but especially post workout, this is something that I've actually learned from Phil Biz. He's like, you can hit less,
and right?
Especially post workout because you're already insulin set. You should already be insulin sensitive,
right?
Workout like. Your insulin should be spiked.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't need to like
right.
You need to pound it.
Right.
Just give it a little extra aid and it's like you're gonna be golden. So
exactly.
We'll definitely touch on this because I think Austin actually really likes this topic too.
Let's make a note. Make a phone notepad note and log this one. This is the cliffhanger for the listeners because I gotta get off and I gotta run. We're missing Austin today. We need to get him in on this one. Cliffhanger for the listeners right here, right now.
Well, we still got to do the other series too. We still let
them, I know.
We still
I
know. Let them on your cliffhanger.
It's all right. Hey, at least we got 2 episodes in the bank. of what we need to talk about.
Actually, we got like three because like the prep series is like three or four episodes.
And true.
We
haven't,
so
we're not going to ever come into this bodybuilding and bollocks bro chat empty handed.
Hopefully not. Hopefully we'll come in with all three members next week.
We'll I wonder if anyone made it this far.
I wonder if anybody made it this far.
If anyone made it this far in Apple Podcasts, comment Bumblebee Tuna and give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah, leave us a review of just Bumblebee Tuna.
If that would made be it this far.
That would be hysterical. Or put it on your story. Or put it on your story.
Yeah.
So, put hashtag Bumblebee Tuna.
So anyone who's made it to the end of this, screenshot in the story, and tag Anthony, Austin, and I, and just big word Bumblebee Tuna.
It's our favorite. Cheap shit. We're the cheap shit, guys. Yeah. So We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Whatever, do the other shit, you know, we all talk about. Share it, subscribe, review, all that. You know, I need to get a shower. I feel gross. Cody's gotta go do his thing.
I gotta roll.
He's probably going to bed because he's a loser. But yeah. So we'll see you guys next week on Chatting with the Bros.